You're listening to the Be Well, Be Wild podcast. I'm Jenny Wolf, and with over 13 years of coaching experience, I know a thing or two about transforming the way you live, love, and lead. If you're looking to wildly upgrade your life, relationships, productivity, mental, physical, spiritual well-being, then you're in the right place. My goal on this podcast is to show you how to authentically leverage greater well-being, connection, and leadership to create true joy and lasting success at home and work. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, skills, and mindset shifts required to say bye to the status quo life and hello to being well and wildly successful.
Sometimes when you are in a dark place, you think you've been buried, but you've actually been planted. Christine Kane. I was talking to a client earlier. She was describing a setback that she was having. And this quote came to mind because I think so often you may feel like you're on the right track working towards a goal, and then seemingly out of nowhere, you hit a wall, your motivation dips, self-doubt creeps in, and you start to question if it's even worth it, or if you're capable, or if you can, or if you should continue on. So this episode is going to dive into inevitable setbacks that occur on any of our growth journeys, whether it be in our fitness, personally, professionally. You know, I like to cover all things and have this be transferable. We're going to explore why they happen and how to navigate them effectively. More importantly, what I want to do is give a lot of examples, because I think sometimes when we're actually in the thick of it, when you're in that dark place, you don't even realize that you're there or that there's another side to it. You think that that setback is forever, or that it means that you cannot continue on, or that it's not possible. And so we're going to dive into those examples so that you can hopefully see and spot when you are in that place and know that it can get better and that there is a other side to it and that this is part of the process. So we're also going to talk about three ways so that you can maintain your momentum and turn these setbacks into stepping stones to your path for success. So as we know, growth in any area of life often involves facing challenges. I often say expect and welcome resistance. These initial setbacks might feel like failures, but they're actually signs that you are closer to success and that you're making progress. And so by learning to manage them effectively, you build resilience and develop a powerful growth mindset, and you're more likely to reach success. So let's dive into a few areas that you may have experienced and what this actually might look like. So we're going to start with fitness. So like, let's say you're on a fitness path. The growth path that you choose is starting a new exercise routine. And then all of a sudden, you start to feel sore and exhausted after the first few workouts. That's inevitable, right? Your muscles are going to get sore. You're probably going to be more tired than usual because your body is not used to this. And you might start to question, is it even worth it? The first few days, you were up, ready to go because you were excited about the newness of all this all. But then you realized the work that it was going to take. And so now you're sore, you're tired, and maybe it's a weekend, your alarm goes off, and you're like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get up this morning. That's the setback. And a lot of people give up there. And then once they don't show up the first time, then they're like, is it even worth it? Should I do it the next time? And we start to develop this all or nothing mentality. Well, I might as well just eat cookies. This didn't work. It was another thing I tried and it didn't work. But the thing, if we stay oriented to what is on the other side, that yes, I might feel sore and exhausted. And of course, that's normal to normalize the setback. Of course, I feel sore and exhausted because this is new. And that is the resistance that I'm experiencing. And the other side is increased energy levels, improved strength, stamina, and feeling more confident in your body. So then when we're oriented to that, we're more likely to wake up in the morning and go to the workout. And embrace the soreness and the exhaustion of it, and knowing that it will get better and it won't always be like that. Another example is in our mental health. So perhaps you started to go to therapy and you want to address some past traumas that you experienced. And the setback that you start to experience is, well, now you have to talk about these painful memories, emotions, and you start to feel really vulnerable and overwhelmed by it all. And that's often where we'll be like, why did I do this? This seems like this is worse than where I was when I was just avoiding it and ignoring it. And maybe if you're feeling vulnerable, you might start to get more triggered at home or buy different things because you're bringing this stuff up. And if you get oriented to the other side, that's when we start to realize, okay, look, if I go through this, I'm going to have better emotional regulation. I'm going to have increased self-awareness and create healthier coping mechanisms. So if I stay the course and I work through this, even though it's really uncomfortable right now, I'm going to have some really great outcomes on the other side. So one of the things that I often say to my clients, like if they were to say something to me like, oh, like I started going to therapy to address past traumas and like now I'm feeling really vulnerable and it feels like my relationship with my husband is changing, or it feels like, you know, I'm questioning some things that I have chosen to do in my life. Like maybe I'm looking at my work and I'm like, I don't know if I really like this and all this stuff. I often will say, no shit. No shit, because of course you're experiencing that right now because you're going through something. So just like if you came to me and you're like, hey, I started a new exercise routine. I'm so sore and tired. I'd be like, yeah, of course you are. Start to just realize that, like, of course, like I'm experiencing this setback because I chose to grow. Now in relationships, what this could look like is like, let's say you choose to progress things with your partner and you move in together for the first time. Well, all of a sudden you start to hit a rough patch with them and you have disagreements about finances, living habits, cleaning schedule, organization. Of course, because you guys both were in different situations before, you decided to come together and grow together. And so, yeah, of course we're hitting a rough patch. This is often where people will be like, oh, like, you know, you are in the honeymoon phase and now all of a sudden we're back in, you know, reality and we're having to talk about the reality of things and what's actually going on. And so, of course, there's going to be resistance and challenges with that. It doesn't have to be like excruciating and hard because we can come in with tools and clarity and requests and getting our needs met. However, that is really where we start to develop those skills in practice in the setback. Without the setback, you're not going to develop those stronger communication skills. So that's the other side, stronger communication skills, a deeper understanding of each other and what each other need, and a more committed and resilient relationship. Because it's like you go through that stuff and you're like, all right, we went through that. Like, sure, we can handle other stuff. And you become stronger in your union together. In business, what this might look like is, let's say you chose to launch a new product. And then initially, you start to see slow sales. Maybe you don't get great customer feedback. People start saying, hey, this thing is not great. And all of a sudden there's like some unexpected cost that you had no idea. And you're like, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to do this? Again, of course this is happening because you started something new and you're learning, and that's the setback. So the other side is a refined product offering, an irresistible product, something that people love, a loyal customer base, a profitable business model. Because the setback is just information. Now we know, oh, okay, well, people don't like this, so we need to change it. And then we make it better. In your career, a growth path might be applying for a promotion or switching careers. And a setback might look like, oh, now that I'm making this change and I'm growing, you have self-doubt enter. And you feel overwhelmed by new responsibilities in this new position or in a new career. And you're experiencing all these initial challenges because, well, it's brand new. And you haven't been doing it for 5 years like you were doing the other position. But the other side of that is that you've increased salary and responsibilities, and you feel challenged and fulfilled, and you're acquiring new skills. So often we can look at this like, hey, the setback is not forever, but the increased salary is. So it's worth it. And we can find that hopefully in anywhere. In finances, this one's a good one to look at because I am really good friends with a financial advisor. And, you know, I've had conversations with this or about this with her. And I think this is really common. So like in a growth, like if we're like choosing the growth route for finances, that might look like creating a budget and tracking your spending, like really looking at what's coming in, what's going out. But that might feel like a setback when you initially do it because you're like, ooh, I have to actually look at this whole picture, and it feels vulnerable. And it feels like I have to actually look at the picture of my financial situation. But that is actually empowering because now we have information. Again, the setback is information, and we know what we need to do to move forward and to grow and to hit our financial commitments. So the other side of that is improved financial literacy, debt reduction, and feeling more in control of your finances instead of turning a blind eye to it. But it will require us to face it. So all in all, hopefully going through these examples, it's useful for you to see in your own life when you choose the growth path, what the setback might look like, and then what the other side of that is, and getting oriented to what's on the other side. The most important thing is to remember that these setbacks are temporary and a sign that you're actually on the right track. We just need to refine. So when you experience these setbacks, here are a few things that you can try. The first one is acknowledge your feelings. So don't push away the discomfort. Instead, validate your emotions and remind yourself that growth isn't easy. Acknowledge how you're feeling. You can both simultaneously be like, this is uncomfortable and I'm growing. This is uncomfortable and I'm growing. So we don't want to just throw it out. We don't want to avoid the feeling and be like, I shouldn't feel this way. It shouldn't be like this. I shouldn't be overwhelmed. It's like, yeah, again, my saying earlier, no shit, I'm feeling this way. I'm doing something different. I'm up to big things. That might be something that you can tell yourself. Of course, this is uncomfortable. I'm up to big things right now. And reminding yourself that growth isn't always easy. So that is part of validating your emotion. The second thing is to seek support. I talk about this a lot, but talk to a friend, a family member, a therapist, a mentor, a coach. They can offer encouragement, a fresh perspective, something that is going to kind of get you out of your spiral, right? So like I often think about like, oh, if I'm like in it, if I'm in the drama of the setback, then that often means that I'm kind of in my own stuff and it's really hard to see the forest through the trees. It's like it's everything's really cloudy. And so by getting support, that can be really helpful to talk it through with somebody that you know that is going to remind you, hey, look, like this is just a setback right now. I don't even like the word setback, even though I've been using that the whole time. But like, hey, this is just part of the process, right? And then the last thing is to focus on your progress. So a lot of people will focus on like perfecting and perfecting and perfecting. And I think that that part definitely is a good thing when we're looking at refining and sticking with our commitments. However, we need to focus on the progress that we have made. And sometimes that might feel like you're pulling teeth. Like it might be really challenging for you to see what your wins are. And this is a skill that you can develop over time. So focus on your progress. Celebrate your small wins along the way. Look at what you have done. Look at what you have achieved. Look at what you have learned. And keep reminding yourself how far you have come. So sometimes this can be even useful to look at a year ago, a month ago, and reminding yourself like, hey, I'm a lot further along than I was. So focus on your progress. I want to leave you with this image of a plant pushing through the soil as a metaphor for overcoming the obstacles to reach your full potential in whatever area. So we'll come back to that quote I started with. Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried, but you've actually been planted. So I hope that this supports you in your next inevitable setback that will happen on your growth journey, and that you can remind yourself that this is part of it and to embrace it and to expect it and welcome it with open arms, because you'll be oriented to the other side. If you like this episode, please subscribe to our newsletter. The link is in the show notes. And I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you took some value from today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the inspiration on Instagram by following along at Wellwolf or visiting the website at wellwolf.com. I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, be well, be wild.